The London Eye is a large Ferris wheel-like attraction that carries tourists to a point where they can look out over lots of the city's most familiar landmarks. It's fun on a day when the weather's good, which it wasn't the only time I climbed aboard the Eye. It was windy and gray, and a beverage in a pub on the ground would have been a better idea, but never mind that. The Eye is in the news this week because some clever people from the United Kingdom's EDF Energy Group, the official electricity supplier of the Games, have partnered with MIT to create an ever-changing barometer of the extent to which people are either delighted or irritated by the Olympics. The tweets of anyone with anything to say about the Games will be collected and categorized as either positive or negative, and then the results will be presented in bright lights on the Eye each evening. What's being described as the world's first social media light show will cause three-quarters of the London Eye to light up if three-quarters of the tweets are from people enjoying the Games. The so-called prevailing sentiment will also be reflected each night by means of different colored lights. Yellow will be positive, green will be neutral, and purple will represent all the people who've stood in line too long or been told their tickets are counterfeit. Which is weird, because who's going to be neutral about the Olympics? And if anybody is neutral, how is that person going to be motivated to tweet? People tweet about what they really like or what they don't like at all, right? Unless they're the sort of people who tweet things like, I've just looked at my watch, it's nearly noon, or lunch is my favorite meal, LOL. Of course, if those tweets included the brand name of the official timepiece of the London Olympics or mentioned the products of the specific fast food chain and soft drink company promoting the Games, I guess they'd get collected, tabulated, and presented as either yellow, green, or purple, which are just three of the colors tweeters might turn if they ride the London Eye after supersizing on that stuff. Of course, I may be the wrong guy to assess the value of turning the London Eye into a vast, glowing tweet meter. I tweet infrequently. Doug Trabu does it early and often for the program. I don't text much, either. That's partly because I have the kind of cell phone that flips open. I'd call it a dumb phone, except that it enables me to call people and rings when they call me, which is all I require of it. Thanks for that, it would perhaps tweet, if it could. But when I am in London to watch gymnastics and basketball, I'm sure I'll see the glowing eye, because it can be seen for miles around, and because I like to think of myself as cheerful and positive, I'll hope for the dominance of yellow over purple and no green at all. Because what sort of story is there in a grand global exhibition of athletic competition about which people feel neutral?
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. And Trader Joe's, traveling the world to source a variety of foods and beverages like pizza from Italy and cheddar from Australia. Locations at traderjoes.com. This is NPR.